This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There are nearly 20 million military vets in the U.S., and each week we focus on their stories. This is CBS Eye on Veterans. All right, this is CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Navy vet Phil Briggs, and we are brought to you by ConnectingVets.com, the website news and information designed for America's military veteran. Among the things I like to do on this show, I don't think anything is more important than finding opportunities for veterans to get great jobs, careers of today, and most especially for tomorrow. And today we're going to hear the story of an incredible Marine Corps vet who went from homeless to high-tech executive. We'll talk about his service, the post-service transformation, the training that led to an IT career, and how today his company, Cloud Warriors, is helping veterans find the on-ramp to this high-demand career field. And also how this company, Cloud Warriors, is deploying our fellow vets into projects for major clients. In fact, clients that are supporting this interview right now, because I'm doing it via Zoom with Marine Corps veteran Jason Walters. How you doing, Devil Dog?
Phil, can't complain. And if I did, nobody even listened, right? But pleasure to have me, having me here. I'm super excited to speak with you.
Yeah, man. You came to me by referral of a friend of mine, a previous guest on this show, Jake Edwards. And I got to say that, you know, when I looked it up and I saw what you guys are doing, you guys got clients like Zoom, which we're going to dive into, Amazon. You are doing IT and project work for these major clients. And when I looked at your website, cloud-warriors.com, there's all these guys like SEER veterans and Air Force veterans and grunts, all different kinds of guys that are now managing projects, IT projects, computer tech projects, and we're going to get into what they are. But they're having great lives, and these are not throwaway jobs. These are really kick-ass jobs. So before we dive into the career end and we get to the end of the interview, let's rewind and start with you, Marine. It's woven into you. I can tell by looking at you.
The t-shirt and the flag doesn't do it. I mean, I know that nobody can see this on the podcast, but I got a Marine Corps flag behind me, so I'm all oohed out.
Yeah, totally, man. Let's start with, you know, what kind of fun and exciting things did Uncle Sam set you up to do? And what kind of exotic people did you get to meet?
Well, you know, I actually had the most fortunate enlistment, I think, that any Marine could dream of having. Went in as a 0351 anti-tank assault man, simple grunt. And coming out of a school of infantry, we had this meeting to have these people talk to us about this place called 8th and I. 1 minute, I'm thinking I'm leaving for Camp Pendleton, California to go to Victor 1-5. And next thing I know, I'm turning around and heading to D.C. Yeah, served at Marine Barracks 8th and I. First started in a ceremonial platoon, 3rd platoon, and Bravo Company. We generally did the Friday evening parades, the ceremonies and burials at Arlington, firing parties, any joint service opportunities at the Pentagon or the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you name it. We were basically the face of the Marine Corps in the D.C. area. Also appeared in on the White House lawn for whenever dignitaries and people would come. So that was an honor. I can tell you, being at the barracks was a very eye-opening experience, and I truly appreciated what we had. And so I, I did that to the top of my abilities. And about 7-8 months in, I got an opportunity to interview and move to the Marine Corps Silent Patrol Platoon. Funny story, in boot camp, final week before you graduate or so, that your drill instructors start telling you what they actually did. And one of those happened to be a barracks Marine, and he happened to be on the drill team or drill platoon. And he was talking about it. My eyes got really big and bright. And he's like, "Walters, don't open your eyes and look all like you're going there." He's like, "One, you're too short, and you're the nastiest drill in this platoon. You'll never make it anywhere near Washington, D.C., Marine Barracks 8th Night, or the Silent Drill Platoon." So needless to say, after getting on the Silent Drill Platoon, I sent him the video while he was serving in Cuba and thanked him for the motivation. So, yeah. So I served a year on the Marine Corps Silent Drill Platoon. We traveled 285 days. I went to 44 states, 3 countries, performed on military bases, NFL football halftime shows, NBA. I mean, you name it, wherever we were called, we went and represented the Marine Corps at the highest level.
That was so cool. And you know, if I can jump in real quick, if you've never seen this, just Google and find YouTube videos on Silent Drill Platoon. I'm lucky enough to have grown up outside DC. One of the first things my parents did when I was like middle school or whatever, we'd go down there for the summer and see some of the performances. It is awe-striking to watch the sun going down at the Lincoln Memorial with the Washington Monument in the background and watching you guys spin the rifles, throwing it in the air with the bayonets on it, catching it. You think you're going to lose a finger. You think someone's surely going to get stabbed. That one where the dude is in the middle and the Marines surround him and they're spinning the rifles and they come within inches of the guy's neck at the very end is just a sight to behold. And when you watch the
meat grinder, that's what
the meat grinder. So cool. And, you know, there's all different variations of service stories on this show. Obviously, you know, we hear about the, you know, the battles of Fallujah and the Ramadis, and we hear about the war stuff. But anytime you can see this, anytime you see my buddy was old guard the same way and did like Super Bowl, did Daytona 500. Anytime you see these military guys perform, it's really cool because just like our warfighting abilities, the weapons demonstration, the performances, the marching, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on a snowy night in January is another one that'll just bring you, just make you swell with pride when you see these guys all about 6'2" marching in perfect lines and they never stop. It goes round the clock. They are guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it is, you know, tip of the cap to you. So super cool. Glad you got into that. Let me see. We got a couple minutes here. Let's talk real quick about transition. What was that like when you first got out? Because this is where we are going to now merge into your really weird entry into the tech world, because I haven't heard too many stories that start with being homeless. So I take it transition wasn't ideal. Tell me a little bit about what it was like in the years just after the Corps and kind of, you know, where you went from there.
Well, so one last loop that will tie into the whole story. So we are all infantry Marines, and we serve at the barracks, and we go back out to the Fleet Marine Corps to do our job. As that was time was coming for me at the barracks, unfortunately, my father was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and it was terminal. So they detached me and sent me home. And I spent the next 7 months with him before he passed away Christmas Eve in 96. And when I came back, I had less than a year of enlistment left. During that time, my father and I, obviously, we had conversations. And so I am, I think, the 10th or 11th generation Walters in the United States from Germany outside of Pittsburgh, were farmers, dairy workers, and steel workers. I was one of the first to get my 4-year college degree, and I promised my father that I would not reenlist in the Marine Corps and that I would go to college and I would take advantage of the opportunity that I'd worked hard to get. And so that's what I did. So I, I finished out my enlistment at the barracks, went on to college, and, you know, started, you know, my life. You know, unfortunately, you know, long story short, life, you know, gives you lemons every now and then. And, you know, I had a very tumultuous divorce, and it unfortunately cost me everything and more. And that's how I ended up sleeping in the back of my aunt's Park Avenue in a YMCA parking lot. I lost my job. I was unemployed for about 15 months. Couldn't get any assistance, couldn't get any help. It was actually pretty sad. In order to get myself back on my feet, I slept in the back of my car. I got a $15 a month YMCA membership. I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd go into the Y at 5:30. I'd work out. I'd shower, put on my shirt and tie, go jump my car, go to the office, come back, rinse, repeat. And I did that for 3.5 months while I was trying to save money to get myself back into an apartment. During this course, my best friend, who obviously, you know, being who I am, I don't share my strife with people. I'm just enduring it. My best friend at 10 years old finds out. He is floored. He said that if I was willing to do that, that he was going to find a way to hire me to level 3 communications and get me in telecom. Because I had tried, but Richmond, where I live, Richmond, Virginia, it's financial district, not really IT, right? So anyways, long story short, it took this guy, my friend, to pick me up and give me this opportunity. And so I went from the back of a car to moving to Washington, D.C. with little or no stuff. And I had to live in D.C. for at least 1 year per my agreement, away from my children here in Richmond, so I could immerse myself in this new world and try to get up to scale.
Wow. Okay. Let me just pump the brakes right there. As you were saying that, I had visions of that, like Will Smith movie where he's, homeless, or he's trying to like keep his life together. Literally, that scene where he's crying in the restroom with his son, because he just doesn't know where they're going to go at the end of that day. I want to thank you for sharing that, because I want this to be in full color perspective for any veteran out there listening. It doesn't matter whether it's war trauma. It doesn't matter whether it's, loss of a loved one trauma. It doesn't even matter if you're not a veteran and you're listening and you've had trauma in your life. At some way, somehow, you so quickly just said lemons, and life gave you some lemons. It's the sting of those lemons that sometimes paralyzes people and keeps them from moving forward. And it's amazing to hear how you can just so easily say that you were living in this car and you were going to this YMCA to shower and you were never giving up. But I think that that right there is the essence of what we need to take with us as this interview goes ahead. Remember that that power, that spirit, that drive, that fight is in all of us if we want it. And most especially, we find it in Marines. We find it in, Zoomies. We find it in the sailors, our Air Force, our Army soldiers. You know, we find it in those of us that have served, because we were once pushed to do something even greater than ourselves, or pushed to do something greater than we thought we ever could. You never lost sight of that. And until you got this opportunity from your friend, you were just, dealing with that trauma as best you could, the loss of your final family member, your father, and you were doing what it took. Tip of the cap to you for sharing that kind of motivation. Absolutely love it, brother. Level 3 communications. I once heard the ads and commercials here in Washington, D.C. I knew it as a top flight or top tier IT solutions company. They managed huge government contracts. Your buddy obviously had his, position within that firm. Sent you off to D.C. to do, what was it, like 1 year of a job of training. Talk to me about what you were doing, because it doesn't sound to me like, with your Marine Corps background and with some of the schooling you had, it didn't sound to me like you were an IT genius when this journey started.
No, man, I was a finance major in college. I did enterprise. So I started out at Morgan Stanley in 2002. That was not the time to be a financial advisor. I moved to enterprise rent a car because it was the first job I could get, and I had to pay my bills. And I took that as far as it could go, and I got into insurance. I was definitely not a telecom guy. Honestly, before I got hired, I didn't even know what telecom meant. I was like, what, you sell internet? Like, well, I didn't know what that meant. So yeah, he actually hired me onto his team. And I sold to the federal government. So I was given a bunch of, you know, small accounts to cut my teeth on. And, you know, I went up and, you know, just immersed myself in. And as I became more proficient, I moved on to some larger accounts. I mean, again, it was really fortunate for me, you know, life. And I do want to say this, by the way, and I will come right back to it. But so back to the earlier comment you made, perspective wise, this is how I view things. You can either say things happen to you, or maybe you can look at see how they happen for you. And it's all about your perspective and what you do with the opportunity that you have. Because when you lose something, when something happens to you, yeah, is it a loss? It can be, but also it can be an opportunity to change. So that's kind of a mindset. But back to the story. So yes, I moved on the Department of Interior team, huge account for us. I got to support National Park Service, which, you know, earlier when we were talking, Phil, I told you I'm an avid outdoors guy. So, you know, I got to go and meet customers, best parks across the United States, and, you know, took a little time out, got to get in the mountains. And, you know, it took a while. I mean, it's, you know, to be in the back of a car, to have lost all that. I mean, you know, I lost my time with my children. You know, I really felt less than a man. And I really wondered, like, what was going to be next? And so that does something to you, no matter how strong you are. And it took me years to deal with that stress. I mean, everybody's got PTS, right? It's just a matter of the level of severity the trauma is in your life and how often it happens until you eventually reach your limit, right? So anyway, so it was a lot. But, you know, the hardest part was being away from my girls. And so I moved at 11 months. He agreed to let me move back to Richmond, Virginia. And I had to commute to D.C. 3 to 4 days a week and travel for work just so I could be here with my children, because I couldn't do my job effectively living in D.C. and only seeing them 4 days a month. It just wasn't acceptable to me. So, yeah.
Wow. So, let's kind of jump ahead now and say, like, how long did that last? How, like, when did you really, decide to branch off, or where'd the career evolution go to be able to get us a little closer to, you know, where we stand today as leading up Cloud Warriors?
3.5 years of grinding it out in telecommunications. I had finally got to the point where I was going to realize the financial benefit of telecommunications industry. And I was going to get a payday that would have changed the course of my life and reset everything that I had lost. That was in September of 2019, where 42 other employees got laid off at the same time as me from CenturyLink at the time, because we were purchased, Level 3 was purchased by CenturyLink, and profits were down because of the acquisition. And so they needed a bump. So they laid off 42 of us. We were top performers. So they ended up pocketing, you know, 40 something million dollars to go in. So anyways, yeah, that sucked. I'm not gonna lie. That was hard. I mean, and to have done what I've done and to have fought as hard as I could to get in this industry, to only spend 3.5-4 years barely, to have it then ripped from me again. It was very hard for me to get another IT telecom job because I still lived in Richmond, the market that made it hard for me to get in the industry to begin with. And we didn't have this work from home Zoom that COVID, you know, and the pandemic has given us.
Welcome back to CBS Ion Veterans. I'm Navy vet Phil Briggs. Now this hour, we're talking about the amazing IT and tech service company called Cloud Warriors with founder and Marine Corps vet Jason Walters. Today, they're training vets across the country, some of which have no tech experience, for in-demand, high-paying jobs with major names like Zoom and Amazon. Now, after living in his car for a time, Walters fought to find a career in the software and IT industry. But it was a chance meeting and a genius idea over a few beers in Nashville that created what today is Cloud Warriors.
Luckily, my roommate from college, great guy, he worked, you know, he's been in telecommunications and IT for a long time. He hired me to be the VP of channels for Cloud Broker Services, his company that he had shot off and created. And when we were down in Nashville on our very, very first business trip together, you know, we hadn't seen each other for a long time. You know, we kind of caught up a little early night four, you know, boys catching up, this, that, and the other. And we, you know, kind of randomly talked about, you know, what wasn't Cloud Warriors, but the concept, what we were talking about ended up being Cloud Warriors, and it was really fascinating. So the next day, we're sitting in a meeting with a customer who happened to be a retired Navy pilot and Top Gun instructor, do our business. And Eric just, I don't know, randomly, I don't know what, it wasn't part of our plan. He just started asking this gentleman, David, hey, you know, what is, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And so we kind of give the little spiel and then he transitions to me and then I give my part of it. And, you know, at the end of this, David gets up and comes around this big board table and shakes my hand and tells me, like, if you guys ever do anything like that, I want to be a part of it because it'd be amazing. And so we went down there as Cloud Broker Services. And by the time we got back, we had already came up with the idea of the name for Cloud Warriors. And we had constructed a way to kind of proof our assumption. And we went to work. And 30 days later, Eric combined all of Cloud Broker Services into Cloud Warriors, and we incorporated and became and started this journey.
That's so let me get this straight. Somewhere between Jason Aldean's bar and Luke Bryan's bar on the famed Broadway in Nashville, you good old boys drinking beers, having a night out, formulate a plan to take your day job, your IT brokerage services, basically computer stuff for major corporations and major contracts. You decided at that moment, we're going to scale this on the good intention of training, hiring, and changing the lives of veterans. And the first person you share the idea with, slightly hungover, the first person you share the idea with is a former Navy CEO, one of your clients, and he says, I want in.
Yeah. No, it was quite profound. I mean, you know, and it's really the concept of Cloud Warriors was more, it really is about that journey that we just talked about, because, you know, when Jason gave me that job with Level 3, he gave me an opportunity that most people don't ever get. And in this industry, it takes somebody to know somebody to get you in the door. And to me, that just seemed ridiculous because, you know, there's this huge gap. And we were talking about this earlier, Phil. You know, a lot of people in my industry, I'm young. I'm really young, in my mid-40s. I'm a young guy. And most of the guys that, and, you know, girls that are there, they're all baby boomers. They're about to retire. And there's this huge gap in our industry, and industry doesn't know how to fill it because this is not easy. I mean, this is not, you don't learn this in a book. You don't learn this in a class. You can't go to telecom school. You can't do that. You basically have to have some wits about you, be a little smart, be willing to study and grow. And just, you know, it's OJT, you know, you learn through experience, trial through fire. That's how you get there. And a lot of people, especially your younger people, they struggle with making that journey because it's very hard. It's very humbling. Like, I mean, it's, who wants to walk in and feel like you're an idiot every single day and like you're failing, even though you're giving your best? And it's not because you're horrible or you suck. It's just because the environment that you're in is so new. It's so fast paced. I mean, think about it. Every time I learn something, 2 weeks later, it's already old. I got to learn something new because technology advances. And that's why I love it, because it is challenging. But the whole point was, we wanted to leverage one. Again, I've said it before. I'm nothing special. The only reason why I'm successful in the industry is because of the attributes that were instilled to me and the character that the Marine Corps nurtured in me and the, you know, never out of the fight mentality that I had. and I wanted it, and I was willing to fight and work hard for it. And that's the only reason why I crawled out of where I did. You know, even when it was taken away from me, I still pivoted. I still went and found another way to survive and to grow in this industry. And that's what we want to do for veterans, because we're betting that every veteran, which has pulled true, they have these inherent personalities, no matter how young or how old. We all have a common core. We all have a baseline. And we know that baseline gives us something that we can help nurture to make successful. All you got to do is get a seat at the table. The rest is up to you. And that's really our goal, is to just create opportunity to get veterans a chance to, like you said, have a viable career. I mean, pandemic changed the world, right? And we're capitalizing. By the way, I wanted to correct you on something, because this is actually very different. Zoom is not necessarily my customer, and neither is Amazon. I mean, they are, but they're actually partners. So when the pandemic hit, I mean, we're talking November 19, Cloud Warriors becomes, the pandemic hits February 20. I didn't take a paycheck for 18 months. We lost every project that we had. We either lost it, or it was put on hold because we couldn't access facilities to do installation of the thing. So we pivoted and we started selling Zoom to K-12. And then we kept pushing ourselves into their environment. They didn't really have this relationship. They were very internal. They did everything Zoom. And so we broke in and we created this opportunity. We started communicating the mission, why we were doing, how we were leveraging it, how it was working, how it'd be beneficial. And they wanted to support it. They helped us design our latest program, which is SkillBridge certified. So we can take, military members that are transitioning, they can come and work for Cloud Warriors and get Zoom integrator certification. They can get training. They can get a skill. I mean, we're bringing them in as project managers, which, hey, pretty much everybody can do it. I mean, it's scripted. It's if A, then B. You flow communications, you send emails, you schedule meetings, you make sure that the data is getting collected. It's easy. And then, as they show their aptitude and abilities to do other things, then we give them the exposure. Like, hey, if you can be an engineer, I mean, I can be an engineer, you can be an engineer. And this teaches you to do that. There are no engineers here. But really, that's just one thing we do. I mean, and then Amazon, we're deploying their Cloud Connect product that comes out. We're exclusive. Nobody else does this. They're only doing it with us. And they're only doing it with us because we're hiring veterans. Like, we tell them we're this is our mission. This is the way we do it. And we live it every single day. Every time we have our internal calls with Zoom, they see more veterans. They know that it's going on. They love it. I mean, they are supporting us. We are tied to their success in life. And that's wonderful. And we've got partners. We got competitors in industry, worldwide telecommunications. I mean, you name it. If they sell Zoom, they're all coming to Cloud Warriors for us to do the deployments, because they don't want to build a practice around it because it's new. And two, they don't feel the need to create a practice around it because they want to support us doing our job, because we've agreed that, hey, you give us these jobs, we basically call a truce. Your customer's your customer. We just care about the mission. We won't go after the additional business. And we basically sign our life away, where all these big customers that we're doing these projects for, we're not able to sell or do anything outside of the PSO work that we do. And we're fine with that because there's plenty out there. And this is what we want to do. We feed this engine, we will find success. There is no doubt about that.
Now, when CBS Eye on Veterans returns, we'll hear more about how vets across the country, with or without any tech experience, can get trained and employed with Cloud Warriors. And we're back at CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Navy vet Phil Briggs, reporting for ConnectingVets.com. Now, we've been talking with Marine Corps veteran and founder of IT and web services company Cloud Warriors about how vets can find the on-ramp to jobs in the tech industry. Veterans who may have little or no experience working in this field are being trained and deployed to work on projects involving applications like Zoom. And with millions of Americans now adapting to remote work and teleconferencing, Jason Walters explains how this field is growing, and for veterans seeking jobs, the sky's the limit.
It's exponentially growing. I mean, and say Zoom and Amazon are just the beginning of the journey, and that's just where they made sense and where we knew that we could make the most impact and create the most opportunity. But you know, that's the other variable about Cloud Warriors is we approach every aspect of what we do on a daily basis at, you know, a 30,000 mile view. We're always looking at ways to create synergies that can benefit veterans. You know, a really easy example would be, so big data centers, right? More cloud means we have more data centers. And data center, for those that don't know, is literally just a big warehouse of servers that store and flow information for you. So your Amazon cloud is literally a bunch of servers out in the middle of nowhere with super, you know, power bill and cooling, and you basically get your information and it brings it back to you. All right. Equipment goes in and out of those things all the time. So we have another leg. We buy and resell IT used equipment. We decommission data centers, install new. That is a dead art. There's nobody being taught to actually go in these facilities and hands-on pull equipment out, put equipment in, do that. I saw this as a great opportunity because we sell with a lot of vendors that do this, and they always talk about, I don't have personnel to take on these extra deals. I have to wait. I don't have people to drive the trucks to bring all the equipment back. I'm like, so what if I could find a way to train veterans to do this decommissioning and installation work, figure out a way you can contract them on a temp basis to see how it works. I can even probably find you some with some security clearances to get you into those secure facilities. And then if I can grow your business and you need more drivers, you need more trucks, you'll hire veterans to do that for me. If I give you these resources and I help you do this, will you commit to me to do this for veterans? Who says no to that? I mean, it's like, what, you hate puppies? I mean, no, who's going to tell you, oh, no, you're a jerk, and I don't want to deal with that. I don't like veterans. Who's going to say that? I mean, right. So I'm doing that actually with another nonprofit, another Marine who owns Tech for Troops, or he's the CEO of Tech for Troops, guys. I want to put that out there. So, I mean, their mission is to bridge digital divide. Mark Casper is an amazing Marine that has helped homeless and impoverished veterans get free computers, get computer training to be able to, he gives them computers with cameras because Zoom and virtual world, you can do things now that you couldn't do before. My entire career, we were talking about this earlier, I sit behind two computers and four monitors and I make my livelihood. I mean, we haven't said this yet for the broadcast, but I actually have a full-time job outside of Cloud Warriors. I work for Lumen Technologies. The same people that laid me off called me back when we became this new work-from-home culture and begged me to come back. And same guy that gave me the job again, same guy that asked me to come back. He knows what I'm doing with Cloud Warriors. I go, well, I can do what I'm doing for Cloud Warriors and do this, and there's no conflict, then I'll do it. He goes, absolutely, would never ask you to do anything different. And I don't take any money from Cloud Warriors. I literally take and live off of everything I do with Lumen Technologies so I can reinvest and hire more veterans. And I can do more for programs and do that stuff because, you know, the money will come. What gets me up, money is important, but it's not what keeps my attention. I lose my focus very, very quickly on it. But when I get up and I have our morning engineering meetings and suddenly I'm now like on multiple pages of people on my Zoom screen, I'm having to put them into a gallery seating so I can see everybody's faces. That's what makes me feel good. When I have one of our guys out in Oklahoma going through a rough time, left being a brewmaster, somehow came along with us. He's being a project manager. He's a former senior instructor, going through a horrible divorce, custody, all that stuff. He came work for us, been busting his butt, making as much money as he can. And he literally talks to me the other day and says, man, without Cloud Warriors, I don't know where I'd be right now. And I just want to thank you because he never thought that he could have a job doing what he's doing, making the money he's making in Oklahoma, in the middle of nowhere. And that's the other thing about what we do and how we do it. Anybody that has the comfort to be on a camera, the ability to manipulate a computer, no matter where you live, you can do this job. If you're a disabled veteran, you can do this job. There are no bounds. This is the opportunity.
Outstanding. Jason Walters, man, you could motivate me. In fact, I want to come work for you. I'm about ready to turn this microphone off and get a new career because it sounds like you guys are
come on, Navy. I don't have any. We literally do not have one Navy person in the entire organization. I am just now starting to get away from it being all the chair force.
They always were smarter than us. Those Air Force vets always were so smart.
Well, that was the big rub. I was like, go figure that the like onslaught of the initial guys that we hire are all Air Force guys. Go figure that we would have had a bunch of – but, you know, hey, listen. I mean, these guys are amazing. I mean, I would say the other thing, I'm very honored and privileged to work around the caliber of people that I work with and that work for us. I mean, it is amazing. It is why I do what I do. It's the only real thing I care about. And, you know, it's – say – This is it. And I really appreciate you having me here and help me spread the word. Cause that, you know, that's really our biggest hurdle right now is just letting people know. And again, we're SkillBridge certified. So, you know, for all those that hear this, please share if they don't know. I mean, we're very excited about this. We have our first set of SkillBridge, soon to be veterans coming on board next month. So it's exciting times, Bill. Exciting.
Well, super salute to you, man. I love what you're doing. Tell me real quick, let's wrap with the website. Where do I get more information? If I want to get on the on-ramp to these IT web service type jobs, these professional service organization sales jobs within the tech world, fully trained, SkillBridge certified. If I want to know more about how to become a cloud warrior and change my life, no matter where I am in the country, where do I go?
So, you can go to www.cloud-warriors.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Jason Walters. I'm pretty easy to find. So, and just reach out and talk to me. I mean, you can also email me directly at jason.walters@cloud-warriors.com. I am the chief mission officer. I will return your message, and I will do everything I can to connect you with opportunity, whether it's here or somewhere else. That's the other thing, guys. If this just isn't your thing, I'm not going to just turn you away. I'm going to try to help you find your thing because that's what we do. We try to take care of each other. So please, you know, reach out. I'll do everything I can.
Roger that. Cloud-warriors.com. Changing lives, brother. So good, man. Just oorah to you. And thank you so much for everything you do, Jason.
No, I really appreciate it, Phil. It's been a pleasure, man. And hopefully this won't be the last time we talk to you. You have definitely been a pleasure to speak with. And again, you know, you're a Navy veteran, man. I love talking to my brothers and sisters.
All right, so that does it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Now, we'd love to hear from you, so follow us on Twitter at IonVeterans, or you can reach me at PhilBriggsVet. I'm always down to get your hot takes and spicy memes, and I'd love to talk to you every week, so please like and subscribe. Hell, even give us a review of the show, because the comments and reviews really help us tailor the show to you. Again, I'm Phil Briggs, Navy veteran and reporter with ConnectingVets.com in Washington, D.C. And I look forward to talking to you again on another episode of CBS Audio's Eye on Veterans.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.